Okay, so well, we are in for an interesting season. Kaizer Chiefs have released over 12 players and they are making some good signings that day at Naturena. So my name is Phelisiwe Sikhakane and I'll be your host for today's show, standing in for uJesse Nigel, and I'm not alone. I'm never alone and I cannot be alone. So I've got uBanele Phikwa, who will be providing us with expert analysis and also the latest transfer. Also have former Mamelodi Sundowns defender, which is Phelelani Mbangase, who is also known as JJ. So on today's show, we will be looking into the signings and releases some of the big clubs have made. Teams like Kaizer Chiefs letting go of the club legend Bennett Parker and bringing exciting players like Yusuf Mott, while Pirates letting go of Umhango and signing Evidence Makgoba and Eva Nga. The big question, of course, is have these two teams have done enough challenge for Mamelodi Sundowns?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. I mean, that's the question we all looking to see coming into the next season. But I do believe that it will take some time to challenge Mamelodi Sundowns. I mean, we're talking about a team that won everything last season, so you can't release 15 players and sign 12 players and then we're expecting to challenge Mamelodi Sundowns, you know. So you can't go from domestic sweep to being caught overnight. So it will take some time, but I think they are on the right track. The signings there, I mean, the age, you can see what Coach Atazwane is trying to achieve. You can see the plan now. They're no longer doing those desperate signings of going for Uhlanti, 30, Ukola Alexander, 32, you know, like signings like that, Tunange, 31, like we've seen in the past season. So for now, I think they are on the right track. They're signing 23, 24, 23, 24, 26. So you can see they're building a team, and that's what it will take to catch a team like Mamelodi Sundowns.
Okay. Thank you, Banile. Now we will just welcome OJJ. JJ, welcome to Hit the Target podcast. And how are you doing? How's the season treating you?
Thank you so much, and thanks for being here. Going to the signings of Kaizer Chiefs, and I think that they did very well, according to me. Mm-hmm. Looking at how they've managed to finish in the past seasons, and looking at the players that they had, yes, they were experienced players, but looking at their age, it was really going to catch up with them, which it happened. And looking at Abafana, no Mahlatsi, he's still young, 23 years old. Abo Dupree, 24 years old. Abo Solomon, 23 years old. It shows that the Kaizer Chiefs, they really mean business this season. But obviously, as uBanele mentioned, that they won't be able to maybe win the league, especially in the upcoming season. But it's a work in progress. There's this thing called LTD, long-term development, which I believe that even though they are not developing, but they will try by all means, which these players, since they are still young, they will be able to grow at Kaizer Chiefs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so uBanele, how are you looking? How are you, and how are you looking forward to the new season?
Yeah, I mean, it's exciting times, you know. It's exciting to see a team like Kaizer Chiefs making these signings, you know. Before, I remember there's a season where Chiefs finished outside the top eight and they only made 2-3 signings the following season, you know. So, yeah, I mean, there's a time where they didn't make any signings. But now you look at the positivity, the signings they've made. So there's a lot of hope. There's a lot of excitement. So, yeah, I mean, even Mamelodi Sundowns now, even if they win the league, you know, they'll win it with the fight. They'll have to fight. Yeah. Now, they're not going to walk like how they've done the two previous seasons, where it was just Mamelodi Sundowns. From after 5 games, it's just a matter of time till they be crowned champions. We don't want anything like that. So it's exciting times. And you look at Kaizer Chiefs, I'm still worried though about the Kaizer Chiefs, because as much as they've made the good signings, but the signings they've made last season, their biggest problem was goal scoring. Mm-hmm. So when I look at him now, they haven't really addressed the problem. I mean, you look at an Ashley Dupree, he doesn't have a track record of scoring so many goals. So too is Yusuf Mott. I mean, Mott And doesn't score so many goals. I think he scored 2 goals only last season. You look at Umatlo, they've signed from Swallows. He didn't score any goal last season. Osiyabonga Sithebe, or Osiyathemba Sithebe rather, as much as he played 15 games last season, but he didn't have a goal. You know, so from the players they've signed, as good as they are, but nobody really stands out to say, okay, he's the main source of goals, which I don't think it addresses the problem here, Kaizer Chiefs. And they also released Nukovic, Manyama, they've released to Kambole, they've released to Castro, who are the main strikers. They were not scoring. So for me, I feel like they haven't addressed the problems. You've signed good players, but they don't have a track record of scoring goals.
Yeah, so gentlemen, there's so much to talk about, and I want us to start with the Glamour Boys. They've been the talk to the of the town. We've seen many lines up being sent around. We've obviously can't talk about their signings, but Banele, who was the standout signing?
So for me, the standout signing, it has to be Ashley Dupree. I think when you look at Chiefs, they really needed somebody that's going to complement Ipe Siyagapiliat, Negadoli up front. You know, they've had some static strikers. So now they're coming in with some mobile striker. And you can see they want to play on a transition, want to catch teams on a counter. So Ipe Ashley Dupree is actually what they needed. And also Yusuf Mart. After Olutsulunyane left, they haven't really had a person that can play more box-to-box, because Umart, I mean, is the type of player that when you're attacking, is there. When you're defending, is there. And that's something that Kaizer Chiefs need, and that's something that modern football needs, you know. So it'll be interesting to see how Coach Atazwane uses Yusuf Mart, because they haven't signed an out-and-out DM. So will he play with Nange and have Blom in the middle where it's a three-man, or will he play Yusuf Mart as a six? He's not very strong defensively, but maybe he's going to play him as a deep-lying playmaker where he starts the balls from the back. So it'll be interesting to see how he uses them. But for me, the two standout signings and the ones that will definitely are coming to start, it's Yusuf Mart and Ashley Dupree. Those two are definitely coming to start.
Okay, so JJ Banele talks about Yusuf Mart and Dupree being the main signing. And I think a player like Uzita Kuniga deserves a mention. Like, he's been for Kaizer Chiefs from 2014. Like, please take us through to this, JJ.
What I can say is that I'm going to be a bit different with Banele. I'm looking at this boy, Solomon. Their right back, of Morocco Swallows, of Swallows FC. Mm. Looking at how many games he played, I think he played 21 games. And I think he scored 4 goals. And you look at
2 penalties.
You see. So you look at the defender like that, it shows that he's got a confidence, and it shows that whenever you have a defender that managed to score, it's a plus for you. And if you tend to look at his games that he played, how many times you find him in the final third of the opponent? You find him so many times. Okshuguti, you tend to have the number in the box in terms of if maybe the cross is being played on the left-hand side, you'll always find him in the box. And Dupree as well, I think he played 28 games and then he scored 9 goals, which I believe that he will be able to do well at Kaizer Chiefs. And it's very important to start the season with a coach so that all the tactical movements you'll be able to understand. Unlike whenever you join the team, maybe in January, where you'll have a shorter period of time to understand his tactics and whatsoever. But yeah, I do believe that the players that Kaizer Chiefs managed to sign, they will be able to understand the philosophy of Uzwan and be able to deliver as well.
So the main question, though, JJ, was you are a defender, of course.
Yes.
So, Chiefs signed Uzita Kwinika. What do you think of him?
Even though I don't know him that much, you know.
He was the captain of Stellenbosch. He's been at Chiefs.
Yeah, been on loan to different teams.
Oh, now I see.
What's confusing you is the name. He was formerly known as Uzita Macheke when he played for Wits as well.
For Chipa United as well.
Yeah, so it was called Uzita Macheke. Yes. And he recently changed the surname to Kwinika. So a lot of people were confused on Utuba Manjelo, you know. But yeah, it's Uzita Macheke.
Yeah, no, I... if you talk about that one, no, I know him and I've been following him as well, even while he was at Chipa, when he was Macheka. And I believe he's one of the defenders that is very, very strong. And I think that he will be able to compete and he will be able to do well as well.
Yeah, I also think so. I mean, and he also comes with that leadership. After Ukatoso was released, you know, Nduma Toho is out the pecking order and Urama Mpahlelwe was released. So a lot of people are questioning the leadership with Chiefs, especially at the back. But if you're bringing in somebody that was captain, yes, Stellenbosch, he's been around. I mean, he's played for Chiefs, he's played for Chippa, he's played for Itanda, Wits, you know, Stellenbosch. He's now coming back as a 20-year-old, 8-year-old at Chiefs, having been there in the development ranks in the MTC. So he knows the club. He comes back now with experience. So I think it was, for me, a very good signing there. Whether or not he'll play in a back three or a back two, it'll be interesting to see. But at Stellenbosch, they played in a back three. Mm-hmm. We've seen Coach Atazwane loves a back three. So he's a person that's comfortable, you know. So, yeah, I think he'd do well along with Ngobo and Ungezan. I think, for me, that's a solid defense. If it's a back two, he can play with Ungezan. He can play with Ngobo as well. So I think, yeah, Chiefs, they signed a very good defender there.
Because as well, I think Ungezane, for me, he doesn't stand any chance to play as a right back, especially this upcoming season, because you could see...
there's too many right backs.
Yeah, there's too
Solomons,
many right backs.
Solomons, Frosler, Blom as well.
You know, and for me, I prefer Blom to play in the center this time around. Maybe to be more of a central midfielder that just stays in front of the
defense,
of the defense, because he's a young boy who's very strong and is very arrogant on the ball and is very tough. When it comes to combat, he's always there. So I think that maybe if they can be able to play him there, then he will be able to try and protect the defense of Kaizer Chiefs.
Yeah.
Now, Banele, a player like Sebe deserves a mention. Will the other signings improve Chiefs, or they will all be coming as to be like coming to be squad players?
I think so. I mean, yes, Ustebe is a type of player that is good. He deserves a mention, like you said. But I think for me, like I said, the biggest concern is the goals. There's not a lot of goals in the new signing. So Ustebe is a type of player when you need a workhorse when the chips are down, because, I mean, you've got your ball players now, your Dollies, your Duprees and all of that. That's the cream. But sometimes there are times where you cream ungadlali. Sometimes you find it's the pitch, you know, the surface is not good enough for ukudlala ibhola, you know. Sometimes the players nje wayibona babanjiwe. So, you know, and in a game like that, you need somebody like Ustebe who's a workhorse, who can force things, you know. So there are games like, I can count so many games, I mean, where like his Chiefs played all the football. I think also last season against the SuperSport, the game they lost 2-1. They played all the football. You look at also another reference, the Pirates recently playing against RS Bekan. They played everything, but they couldn't score. You know, so sometimes you just need umuntu nje like Ustebe ozovela fika of force nje avula indlela ungene le goal. You know, so yeah, I think he's a good addition. You look at Umatlo as well. I mean, good player, played overseas as well, you know. So I think he's also coming to add that little bit of depth, in the team. And we're going to need depth because there's a World Cup. So your season is over along on November and December because of the World Cup. And again, there's the AFCON go January. So there's going to be a long, lengthy break, which means from August to October, FNAB's 15 games, as well as the MTN 8, and then from February to May, Funabwe's a DW season. So games will be coming in thick and fast. Abadlalbas will be katele. So you need players with the big heart like Abo Stebe, players who've got that engine to force things, you know. But I'm just worried that at his age, he stayed a lot of, wasted 6 months in Atal. So that can affect him. So, yeah, I'm happy that the Chiefs started training early for such things, so Sithibe can get into the rhythm, they can get into the club. That was a sign of seriousness. So, yeah, I think they've made some good signings. A couple of squad players, I agree, but they've got a good lineup, which is what's important in this league.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, so JJ, let's move over to the Sea Robbers. They've signed Bafana Bafana striker Evidence Makgopa and Evanga from Chipa United. Are those two players better than Mhango, or which is who they release?
I think for me, Mhango, the only problem that he had, he was not behaving. That I can tell. And
so he wasn't released because of ability, he was released because of attitude.
You can never doubt his ability.
Definitely.
Because if you check the goal that he scored for his national team, Malawi. Unbelievable.
And he recently scored a brace too now.
Yes, so you tend to see that he's a quality player. It's only that sometimes... whenever maybe you are in a wrong team or whatsoever, then you tend to not produce. But what I can say, I'm happy for him to move to AmaZulu. Maybe he will be able to deliver. But going to Pirate, Evanga, I think that to see his full potential, we saw it at Chipa United. At he was always that striker that was always waiting for the ball, to hold the ball and shield. But at Chipa United, I tend to see, hey, but he can hold the ball, he can pass, you know, so just to see those things. And Makgopa, I believe, for me, he's still wet behind his ears in terms of going to Pirate and be able to compete. Because if you look at how he played at Baroka, I mean, for me, I was not happy with his performance. But is that striker, whenever you play the ball behind the defense, he always chase everything. But yeah, how if maybe you find those teams who are well equipped in terms of maybe seeing those runs or trying to cut the supply, maybe he's not getting the ball behind the defense. What is it that he can do differently to help the team? So I really don't think that maybe he will be able to cope, because if you look at Bafana, whenever we played with Makgopa, when he played, when we were playing against France, he was nowhere to be seen. As we understand the quality. But other than that, that is his strength, to get the ball behind the defense. But you need to try and change. They need to try and teach him some of the things. When does he come short? When he moved to the side, to try and be winning? Because there must be a lot of positional rotation there up front. Because maybe you are a striker, but you end up being a winger. You end up being a offensive midfielder. So those positional rotation understanding between the players, it should be there.
Yeah, but you know, for me, I know for sure Mhango is a better player than Evidence Makgopa and Evanga. But looking at the Pirates and how they finished, I mean, you look at the game against the Royal AM where they succumbed to a 2-2 draw after leading 2-0, you know. You look at the game against the RS Berkane also. I mean, those games, the Pirates, all they needed was just somebody up front, Ozokor. And that has been the case since this season, Yagamicho, where you had Aboshonga and Augustine Mulenga and all of that. They were not scoring goals. The Pirates have always had Abo Lodge, Abo Pule, all the people who will cut open a defense by Vule, by Tlagaze. They just need somebody Ozokora. So I think maybe now the idea of getting Makgopa and Evanga is to just have somebody that's going to score. I think there was the idea of getting Upepra. Okay, we can say it didn't work because it didn't score that much goals. You know, so yeah, I think now the idea is we do have ball players, we do have players who can open a defense. Now we just need Muntozo Wenza. The basic thing is to put the ball behind the net. And when you look at Evanga, he's a type of player who scored a lot of goals for Chipa United. And he wasn't scoring set pieces and penalties. Not to say they don't count as goals, but it shows what he's got a good finishing. So a player like that, to just come score in a team that already has so much creativity, I think it's good signings. As much as it's not better than Umhango, but for me, I feel like it's still good signings.
Okay, so now Banele, what do you make of Pirates' transfer business?
I think I wouldn't say they've done badly. You know, at the same time, I wouldn't say they've done great, because when you say great, then we're looking at, if you're going to release Umhango, then you got to come with somebody like a Shalulile. I know we don't have in the league, but you got to come with somebody that's better than Umhango. Though I understand the signings, so I think, they've done fairly well, and they've released the deadwood, if I can use that word, you know, releasing Abo Kwanda Mgonyama, Abo Thabang Monare, those type of players who weren't really contributing to the team, you know, and adding the players that they've added. I think Miguel team in the middle of the park also, it's another workhorse. And in a short season like this, where games will be coming thick and fast, you need somebody like that, you know. Signing two strikers everywhere in the world, it's always difficult to find strikers. Like I said, with Kaizer Chiefs, they've only signed Dupri. I think they're still short of two more. But who they sign, because it's very difficult to find a striker. And the good ones are very expensive. So if you can get Makhopa and an Evanga and get them scoring 10 goals each, I think you would have done well. So, yeah, I'm quite confident that one of the two strikers will get double-digit league goals.
Mm-hmm. And Mamelodi Sundowns have signed one player and we have released only two so far. What's the plan behind this?
JJ, maybe you go first.
I think Sundowns, as much as they do have quality, they have a lot of players, and I don't think that they'll tend to release a lot of players, because obviously they will be playing a CAF and they do have a lot of games. Maybe if you tend to count per season how many games they play, and it simply means you must have a lot of players around the team, quality players as well. But other than that, I think that they don't need to sign a lot of players, but the only thing that they need to do maybe to try and find, especially those players who are still young, so that they will be able to grow in the team, within the team, because anytime soon those players, especially like Abu Andile Charlie, Zwane, there will be no more at Sundowns. And you look at Abu Dennis Onyango, you look at Abu Mwene, they are aging. Then who is going to replace them? So they really need to try and work on that, because sometimes if they keep on buying and whatsoever, who is the best goalkeeper like right now that they can buy? I think they really need to try and work Kaizer Chiefs, because Kaizer Chiefs, you can see that there is a vision. They know what they are doing, because in 1 or 2 seasons, Kaizer Chiefs, they will be on fire. And I believe that not this season, but next season, Kaizer Chiefs will really compete. Will really compete.
Yeah.
And Manile, what are your final words?
Yeah, I mean, looking at the Mamelodi Sundowns, you asked what's the plan. I agree with you, JJ. I mean, I think the plan there is continuity. I mean, if you're going to win 3 trophies in one season, you don't have to release so much players. It means whatever you're doing is right, you know. So I think the only upset that happened last season in Sundowns was losing to the Angolan team in the CAF Champions League, Petro Luanda, which it wasn't because Bebe Boza or anything. It was just a strange game that they lost. You can draw a line through that and say, we go again. We're talking about a team that managed to beat Al Ahly home and away, the team that did a domestic sweep. So There's not much changes. The reason about Chiefs, they released 15 players, it was because of the frustration of not achieving. So if you are achieving like a Sundowns, you need to continue it, especially in a season like this where games will be coming thick and fast. You don't want to release all your quality players. So your continuity will definitely come into play at Mamelodi Sundowns. And looking at, like what Uche just said, I mean, you've got Onyango, you've got Mueni, both goalkeepers are aging, but at the same time, you've got, Ricardo Kos, you've got Riyad Peterson, you know, Yozuanes are aging, but you've got Abonio Mahema coming up. I mean, those are exciting players whenever they get given an opportunity. You've got Abo Hashan Domingo. I mean, those are exciting players who are coming. And you can see that, okay, after era Yabuzwan, then your Gosses, your Peterses, those are the players that will start to play. You know, Abo Mkwena, we've seen Abo Kekana leaving. Now we know Abo Mkwena will play, you know. So I think they've got a good depth and the team is balanced. And you can already see the team is Sundowns as Odlala next of next season as well, you know. So I think they've done very well. No need to be emotional like other teams and release 10, 15 players. So they go again. I'm tipping Sundowns to win the league again this season. I think the quality there, you can't win 3 trophies and then overnight to Subanji win Jiganjalo. So it will take some time. But yeah, the teams are knocking on the door. Even though I feel like they'll fight this season, but I think they'll still win it.
And JJ, what are your last words?
No, what I can say is that I wish Kaizer Chiefs to really, really compete this season. I know my friend Bane is a Kaizer Chiefs supporter. I hope that with the signings that they made, so they will be able to compete. And again, for Mamelodi Sundowns, I do believe as well that they will be able to push extra hard to try, because I believe the only thing that they really need to do very well, especially this upcoming season, is to try at least to be in the finals of CAF Champions League. Because with the money that they spend per season, it's unbelievable. So for them, they really need to go all the way and win the CAF Champions League.
So you're also tired of this dominance at Sundowns? Or are you still enjoying it?
What I can say is that for them, I don't think that now they take the league too serious in terms of maybe because, okay, they know that, okay, maybe if they, after certain games, okay, no,
it's in the bag.
It's in the bag. So now they tend to focus maybe quicker. But yeah, I believe Chiefs will give them a hard time this season.
I also agree with UJJ. I mean, like 7 years without without a silverware for Kajus, I think like next season there will be competition for all the teams actually. But thank you so much, gentlemen, for joining us on the show today. It was a pleasure discussing football with you. And our question for this week is, do you think the Soweto Giants have done enough to challenge Mamelodi Sundowns, and why? If a comment hits the target, we'll roll credit to your account with the 200 rand voucher and a courtesy of Hollywood Bits.
Thank you so much. Thank you.